Random House Audio presents Death Comes to Pemberley by P.D. James. Read for you by Rosalind Landor. Author's note. I owe an apology to the shade of Jane Austen for involving her beloved Elizabeth in the trauma of a murder investigation, especially as in the final chapter of Mansfield Park, Miss Austen made her views plain. Let other pens dwell on guilt and misery. I quit such odious subjects as soon as I can, impatient to restore everybody, not greatly in fault themselves, to tolerable comfort, and to have done with all the rest. No doubt she would have replied to my apology by saying that, had she wished to dwell on such odious subjects, she would have written this story herself, and done it better. P.D. James, 2011. Prologue. The Bennets of Longbourn. It was generally agreed by the female residents of Meryton that Mr. and Mrs. Bennet of Longbourn had been fortunate in the disposal in marriage of four of their five daughters. Meryton, a small market town in Hertfordshire, is not on the route of any tours of pleasure, having neither beauty of setting nor a distinguished history, while its only great house, Netherfield Park, although impressive, is not mentioned in books about the county's notable architecture. The town has an assembly room where dances are regularly held, but no theatre, and the chief entertainment takes place in private houses, where the boredom of dinner parties and whist tables, always with the same company, is relieved by gossip. A family of five unmarried daughters is sure of attracting the sympathetic.